high school football on Giant FM.
Time now for our H&R Block post-game report. H&R Block with tax solutions to fit your needs. The final tonight on the BP Dock Shop scoreboard, 41-18 Newcastle knocks off the Shelbyville Golden Bears. I'm Johnny McCurry. He's Jason Parker. The Bears, especially that one offensive drive where it was a lot of Landon Watson, a little bit of Matt Merritt, and running the ball led to a touchdown. That, unfortunately, couldn't or didn't continue for the Bears in the second half.
Yeah, they had a good, I thought, finish to the first half. Even though they didn't score, they were able to possess the ball enough to keep that score within eight. And then Newcastle came out in the second half, and Bumbleow got a couple things going, and Shelbyville with some costly turnovers, some sacks, or not really sacks, but just a lot of possessions that ended with lost yardage, and just really couldn't put anything together defensively or offensively consistently enough in the second half to keep it close.
Luke Bumbleow's dangerous just no matter where you put him.
Yeah, I mean, imagine him on turf, you know, with the way he was able to control his footing tonight, even in this sloppy condition. He'd be fun to watch on a turf field for sure.
Time now to take a look at our game summary brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves. Newcastle on the board first. Bumbleow with an 11-yard run with 5:54 to go in the first. It was Newcastle 7-0. Shelbyville would close within one on a Landon Watson 3-yard run with 8:53 left to go in the half. Point after no good, 7-6 Newcastle. Shelbyville's only lead came on a long pass play of 40-plus yards from Watson to Willman, but at the end of the play, a tackle inside the five, ball comes out. Colin Miltz recovers it, scoops it up, takes it into the end zone. Point after no good, Shelbyville led this game 12-7. With 7.5 to go before halftime. But it was just 22 seconds later. After a good kick return, Bumbleow scores again from 56 yards out. Newcastle took a lead that it would not relinquish at 14-12, increased it with 4:29 to go in the half on a Bumbleow 48-yard run. 20-12 our score as the teams went to the locker room. On to the third period. 7:21 to go there. Gage Burke gets into the scoring act with a 10-yard run, his first rushing touchdown of the season. 27-12 Newcastle. They would make it 34-12. Burke on a 4-yard run with 4:37 to go in the third. Another score in the third. Late, final seconds, 27 seconds exactly left to go. Bumbleow, a 7-yard run, 41-12 going to the fourth. And the Bears would get the final score of the night on another fumble recovery. They score twice in that fashion. This time, Newcastle bobbled the ball around the goal line. Nathan Headley gets on top of it. And our final tonight, 41-18. Unofficial offensive numbers on the night. Matt Merritt, 29 carries. And hang on a moment because I took some yardage away from him, going for 89 yards on the night, Matt Merritt. Landon Watson, 19 carries, 14 yards. His rushing game, more effective than that. A lot of yards were lost in low snaps recovered and things such as that nature. But on intended runs, especially that draw up the middle, Watson had an effective night. Mm-hmm. Passing the ball for the quarterback, 5 of 14 for 75 yards. Dom Willman had 3 catches, including one that led to a touchdown on the recovery by Colin Miltz. For the Newcastle offensive game, we talk so much about throwing the ball, but Mother Nature made that very difficult tonight. Drew Barber, 1 of 3 for 3 yards. Bumbleow had a pass completion in 2 tries that went for 25 yards.
Which was the ugliest thing you've seen all night, but it was a completion. And again, I say, Shelbyville, if they would have just seen the ball, I think they could have picked that one off.
Also, quickly, unofficial rushing numbers for Newcastle tonight. Burke, 11 carries for 80. Bumbleow, 11 carries for 173, and those two split the touchdowns on the night. Golden Bear head coach Mike Clevenger is in the box. We'll talk with him.
You experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Coming up in just a bit, Edward Jones, player of the game. Right now in the H&R Block postgame, the head coach of the Golden Bears is Mike Clevenger. 20-12 at half, you're close. And I know you feel like maybe we could have been even closer right there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, our kids ignored the elements and everything. Fourth down, play up in the dirt a little bit, moved that wide receiver and had him wide open on a wheel route. And, you know, their defense came over and made a little bit of a play, but we just got to step up and make plays when our kids' numbers are called.
One play you did make, and we're seeing him do it with some frequency, is Dom Wilman. He seems to be maybe the guy who can get you a bigger play in the passing game.
Yeah, Dom definitely. He's I don't want to say he's not a vertical threat, but he's not a 4-4, 4-5 kid like the Bumbalo kid is for Newcastle. He's not going to run by you, but he is a big, strong, long stride wide receiver. You know, there's not too many high school wide receivers walking around at 6'3", 6'4". And so anything kind of gets in that grass. That he, you know, has, and he has some pretty good hands too. He made a great catch here in the rain, a little X post. I think he fell into the end zone, but, you know, kudos to Colin Miltz. Colin Miltz has been playing football for 6 weeks. He knew to scoop that ball up and score into the end zone. So, you know, Colin got his first official football touchdown today.
Coach, you found something with Landon Watson kind of on a read option, able to get it up the middle for some positive yardage and really get some momentum there in the late first half.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's a play that we were hanging our hat on. We've ran it a little bit. The Landon last week, I believe, rushed four times for about 44 yards against Delta, and that was really the only play that he ran as a quarterback. And so it's a you know, power read play. You know, we got the backside guard pulling around, blocking for the quarterback run, and the defensive end kept attacking Matt Merritt and the running back, so we just had the quarterback pull the ball, sets a little pick, and he can go right up the middle with it. I think he was averaging at least 8-9 yards a carry on that.
Yeah, for a while there. Is that something that we'll see more of, or was that something designed for tonight with the elements?
A little bit of both. I mean, it definitely, you know, we set out our game plan on Saturdays, and we tweak it all through the week as coaches, and, you know, it's something that we have to take advantage of, having a quarterback that's 6'3", 6'3", and you know, he runs a 4.6 40, calls offensively, and you know, just kind of hit a stall, and then they put their foot on the gas.
I still
so
thought,
kudos to them.
Right, I still thought at the end of the first half, at 20-12, you got the ball with about 4:20. Mm-hmm. I thought it showed a lot about you guys, you know, how you played tonight, that you were able to, at worst, go in 20-12. You were able to extend a drive and keep
not allow the ball back.
Right. Give the ball back. I give you credit on that one.
No, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, with our inexperience and young kids playing, you know, if we would have went 3 and out there and gave the ball right back to them, it could have easily been 27-12, and they were getting the ball at halftime as well. But, no, I think we're getting closer and closer to it. And, I mean, you know, it started out in Greensburg. We were making good plays here and there. And then against Franklin, it was a good series here and there. About first quarter and Delta was good. Now we actually put a half together, so we only got one more way to go. We can go the whole 48.
Saw Dakota Sosby move back to linebacker. We called his name a lot tonight.
Dakota made a lot of good plays. He's kind of a, you know, he's a hybrid guy, a defensive end, outside linebacker type. You know, kudos to Coach Olds and our defensive staff, which I was actually a part of this week. And, you know, we game planned to, you know, stop 55, 60 passes, and, you know, they ended up running the ball. They only passed the ball. Had to change up their game in order to be successful offensively. But, you know, that just shows the kind of coach Coach York is and, you know, what kind of conference that we play in. We go against smart coaches, great athletes, you know, every week. So looking forward to next week as well.
Next week is homecoming, Greenfield Central in, and two teams that are going to look at each other thinking, now's our chance.
Definitely, you know, and The odd thing is now I'm actually getting into my coaching tree of the HHC conference. You know, I coached with Coach Sherman at Warren Central for a year, and then got a lot of help from him when I first became a coordinator, when he was the coordinator at Marion University. And so I'm definitely looking forward to the matchup. Haven't talked to him since I actually got the job, but, you know, they're hungry for a win, but, you know, so are the Bears. And we're going to have a great week of practice. It's going to start tomorrow morning in the film session, getting better, you know, making sure that we're able to take coaching, take criticism, and then move on from there.
Coach, thank you much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Mike Closure with us. Quick timeout. Still to come, our Edward Jones player of the game. Newcastle with a win here tonight at a wet McCann Stadium on Giant FM.
Can you get high school football on Giant FM?
Final time here at McCann Stadium. Boy, it's been a wet, soaking night, and a field that's going to need a little recovery help getting ready for homecoming for the Bears next week when Greenfield Central comes to town. Final, Newcastle 41, Shelbyville 18. Let's go to the area ball games. What do you got?
Well, we've got a lot of scores that have come in here. Finals, of course, we've already talked about New Palestine, 64-0 over Mount Vernon in the HHC tonight. Pendleton Heights blanks Greenfield 50-0. Delta, big over Yorktown, 48-13. Triton Central, we've already mentioned that several times. They win tonight 49-7 at 3A number 11 Monrovia. Number 1 2A Cecina knocks off Beech Grove on the road. Beech Grove previously undefeated. Cecina tonight 21-12. Oldenburg at Lutheran losing tonight 41-12. Center Grove with a big win at Ben Davis tonight 29-22. Warren Central 47, Warren Central 0. Cathedral drops another one to Chittard, 17-14, and the number 3 and 5A at 1-2, they'll drop to 1-3, and really they'll drop in the polls after that one. Columbus North with another win in a low-scoring game against Roncalli, 9-7. Some local scores: Heritage Christian 33, Eastern Hancock 6, Franklin losing to Whiteland 44-20, Milan with a 40-0 win over South Decatur. And in a thrilling finish, Switzerland County beats Edinburgh 33-32.
Time now to name our player of the game, brought to you by Edward Jones, making sense of investing. He showed it with his legs, and we know that that arm is going to play a factor eventually sometime this season. Tonight wasn't the night for it.
No, not the night for it, but Landon Watson, really, I thought tonight played pretty much mistake-free football with these conditions. That's hard to do, and we talked with Coach about some of his read options that he had in the game plan, and Watson made the right decision most of the time and got some good yardage and really led some good drives, made a couple of good throws, and I thought he was the guy Shelbyville needs moving forward to start putting some things together and getting some wins in the win column. And I think Shelbyville's going to go as he goes, and Watson, I think, started to show tonight. Maybe his confidence is growing just a little bit.
Next week, a Greenfield or a Shelbyville is going to leave this field probably with a coulda, woulda, shoulda feel that they coulda, woulda, shoulda got a win.
Yeah.
One of them is going to get it next week.
Well, I think Shelbyville, after tonight's performance, as Coach said, if they can come back and take some criticism, watch the film, improve, and get better this week, and put together a game plan against a Greenfield team that right now doesn't look like, you know, they've got much really going on up there. They get blank tonight, 50-0. At least Shelbyville's putting some points on the board. So I think Shelbyville at home on homecoming, boy, you'd like to see him get that one.
Next week, coverage begins at 6:30. Kickoff at 7:30, again, homecoming from McCann. Our final again tonight here at McCann Stadium, Newcastle 41, Shelbyville 18.